So make a get a Maseches Yuma. Maseches Yuma also. Okay, Rabbi Isai, I want to talk today an inyan, holding the beginning of the year, we're holding psiche ve'el. It's the Nekudas HaAscholah, like the Bali Musa say. It's the ultimate. A Jew is always supposed to live that every day, Chadoshim of Korim. Every day is a new day. Hanai Avodas Hashem. But El is the Nekudas HaAscholah. El is the beginning of the beginning. So, whatever we're planting now is the Zriya for the whole year. In Ruchnias. So I want to be aimed on two Nekudas. In the parsha, to bring out really one yesoid, and for yeshiva bocher, for ben Torah, this is like the nekuda hanekuda, but it's really nekuda hanekuda for everybody. The mitzvah I want to be aimed on now is the egla rufe. This week's parsha is egla rufe. It's more like a Musa Haskel, Egla Rufe. That's right away, as soon as you see the mitzvah, it's a more like a Musa Haskel. Tragedy happens. Somebody gets killed. Lo yinoida mihiko. All of a sudden, the ziknei ha'edo, the people that have to confess the crime, you call down Reb Chaim Knievsky. Yodeinu lo shofcho satam hazeh. The Gemara even asked, the Gemara in Soita says, it's found in the Midrash of Chazal. Chizal al daitcho. They're not, you know, by when you have a criminal investigation, so you have your point person, right? Usually it's the husband. Rahman al-Islam. The point person that they're, you know, if they have enough evidence, they say, okay, we're after him. If they don't have enough evidence, they call him a person of interest. Such a thing called a person of interest. Such a thing called a target of the investigation. These are different legal terms. And obviously those terms are thrown out based on how much we're choishish that this is the person. Or they have a shaychus to it. Ob Reb Chaim Knievsky and Reb Aaron Steinemann, those are not the target and not the persons of interest. And they have no shaykhes. But they're the ones, the Gemara says, v'chisal k'daitoch. Would you have even a havamina that ziknei o'ir, and these are the sheif chidomim? So there's a tremendous Musa Haskel there in the Gemara. The Gemara says, it's coming to tell you, that loy patrenuhu beloy levaya. It's not talking about the ziknei ha'ir and not confessing and not saying, listen, we didn't kill anybody. They're saying we didn't. In our city, we didn't pater a person without levaya, without accompanying. If a person came to the city on oirach, we accompanied him. And then the Gemara makes a bombshell statement. Kol she'ene melave, kilu she'fichtom. Shapela. Okay. So over the years, we went through different mahalchim. The mahalch I always like the best, how to learn that sugya, is because l'chayra is a pella. L'chayra, and somebody who doesn't have a guest pachlal. We don't find a phrase used, somebody's not a machnas orchis, kilu shefichtom. Right? It's only the person, if somebody who has a guest, v'enim laveyu, what's the pshat in them? So that the mahalach that to me was the most mistavridik mahalach was based on the sugim of a basra that tztokah is measured not by the tztokah itself, by the mevorchoi. Ein tztokah mishtalemes alufi chesed sheboy. Somebody gives a bracha to the ani, he gets more brachas than actually giving itself. And the vort is that You could help somebody and at the same time make them feel like a garnished. You could help somebody and while you're helping them, you make them feel like a garnished. That's the Messias. Because when a person comes to you and they're taking from you, they feel schwach. They feel abgeschwacht. And the Mela, if you don't lift them up, you're contributing to their weakness. You understand? You're contributing. Say, well, I'm giving. That's the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, a person can be a Mekayim Kibbut Avayim, and he could be Oiver Bittel Kibbut Avayim. He could get Gehenim for his Kibbut Avayim. And the Gemara basically explains it depends on how you do the Kibbut Avayim. If a parent asks you for something, and you give it to them, but upon him Zayafos, say, okay, Hashem, you know, making me crazy. Right? The kibbut alone could be a shtickle gehenna. Because the way you're doing the kibbut, you make the person feel like a shmat. That's not kibbut. Kibbut is not... The pasuk doesn't say, serve your parent. It says, honor your parent. So you could be serving your parent and mezalzel your parent at the same time. And it would have been better if you said, you know what? I apologize. My honored parent, I apologize. I can't now. That guy is getting Gan Eden. And use, here, your kibbut is a shtikahena. Right? So the emes is, by tztoker, your job is to pick up the honey. So if you flushed him down the toilet while you were officially doing tztoker, what do you have? What do you have? The tztoker is mishtalim, how much you're lifting up the person. But mainly, I wanted to say a vort like this. A guy gets killed somewhere in the desert somewhere, he gets killed, right? Obviously he got killed in some alley, we don't know where, how it happened, what happened. But whatever happened, you're dealing with a schwacher person, a weak person. If you had the person by you, and Nebuch, he was a nitzrach, and he was sitting in your house, and you were feeding him, and he was a schnorrer, and you contributed to the schnorrerkeit, how? When he left, you didn't even walk him to the door. You schnorr him. It's kilu shefich tomim. You schwachen the person. Now something happened to him. It could be you're from the process of weakening him. What you did. That's the process of weakening him. I remember years ago, I gave a guy a chavruse. Mamish, this time of the year, the beginning of the year, people are all a shtickle more. El, a little bit more, you know, generous. And one guy was left without a chavrusa. He needed a chavrusa. He wasn't the starkest guy, you know. He was without a chavrusa. So I went over to another guy who was a very good guy. Right? What does very good mean? You call very good because he could say a svara that's sensible. Say ilu nifle. He held. He was, you know, somewhere between a prime and a chaykachov. Huh? And I told him that he should, you know, if he'd be able to learn with this guy, it's his short zman, it's El's man, you know, just give a couple of weeks of your time. And Echanami, you're a little better, you're not a goyin, and he's not as big of a tippish as you think, but okay, you're better than him, whatever better means, Hashem measures better, but you hold your better. Lamaisa, you'll give El, Bekitsi, he was makabel. Not besimcha. Because Makabel, he did it. After a couple of days, I called over the guy to me. And I told him, your mom is killing the guy. He goes, mean Rebbe, yeah. Every day he acted like he's taking out the garbage. He sat with the guy like this is a garbage pail. And so every day, this guy was given the cover that he's a garbage dump. He's like the garbage pail out there. With all the garbage sticking on top, does his El. I said, when I told you to learn with him, what did I tell you? I said, it's El. You could impact the guy's year. You'll have an unbelievable schus. You'll be mechazik, the guy. So instead, what did the guy do? He contributed to the garbage pail. The guy would have been better if he sat without a chavrus. I didn't realize Rebbe meant that I have to manage to make the guy feel good. I hear. I'm sorry. I didn't articulate it. And then one, I'm dealing with retardation. Aber das ist das der Pshat. So that's Egel HaRufe. That's the Musa Haskel of Egel HaRufe. That Amol, you could do chesed, but if you don't lift the person up, you could be a contributor of the Shvichas Domen. The guy who didn't have the guy in his ass at all, he wasn't a contributor. He didn't have an opportunity to do Achnos Zohachim. You were a contributor, and in your contribution, you managed to degrade the person. Fine, those are Musa Haskel. But that's not the Nakuda I want to be aiming on. The Nakuda I want to be aiming on is a different Nakuda, and that is that why is Gans Klal Yisrael Kaper La'amcho Yisrael? So Chazal tell us this is a Kapora for Gans Klal Yisrael. Why a Gans Klal Yisrael responsible? Whoever the murderer is. He's the murderer. Nobody knows. Nobody saw him. It was a mamish, a retzichas hatohim. Nobody knows. Why is Gans Klal Yisrael? Chazal go out of the way. The Torah Kedoshah goes out of his way. And Chazal tell us that this kapara goes back to the Yotze Mitzrayim. That means a guy gets killed. Reuven killed Shimon in some alley. And now Gans Klal Yisrael need a kapara. What's the pshat there? What's the pshat there? Years ago, there was a famous story of Volba, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. He was like the Mashgiach of Klal Yisrael, Volba. So Volba spoke by a Levaya, made everybody very uncomfortable. Levaya, it was a tragic accident in Eretz Yisrael. One of the people involved in the accident, one of the drivers, was tired. He fell asleep by the wheel. And Nebuchadnezzar, it was a serious accident. There were several casualties. No, so there was a bunch of speakers by the Levaya talking about, you know, how special the person who was Nifta was and this. And all like a typical Levaya. Rav Volba got up, it was one big Musa Shmos. One big Musa Shmos. He spoke about being concerned when you get into a car. Shmira, you have an achrayas. Everybody, for the Ganser Rishus Rabbim, it's your achrayas. Everybody's getting very uncomfortable. There's the Chalavaya, you know, like, you know, you had the Chachomim that said, why can't the Mashgiach wait? You know, you can make a Hasifa about Shmiras Hadrochim now! And Imamish placed in. And he said, mention so, because he was speaking, you know, some of the Maspidim, you know, it's been Shemayim, also it's been Shemayim. And Volba basically said, in Shemayim, you can't get rid of it saying it's in Shemayim. Lacha may have asked him, you think you're in Shemayim? You could say, okay, you know Shemayim, you know it's in Shemayim. Maybe down here we don't know. Maybe down here we could be in oblivion. We live in a crazy world, right? We live in a world where nobody takes responsibility for anything. Right? Yesterday, there's the president's son. It's a gelechta. I don't know if the Olam knows what's going on. But he tried to make a plea. It's called the Alford plea. What's an Alford plea? You know, in court, you could plead innocent or you could plead guilty. So by a ticket, a car ticket, everybody knows you're supposed to plead innocent. Everybody knows, right? Everybody knows you plead innocent. And you see what happens. Maybe you get points off or you'll get this or maybe the cop won't show up with all kinds of varm showing them. You always plead innocent. Nobody pleads guilty. But when somebody does a serious, because there's nothing to be lost, you plead innocent, you may not get points on your license. You only gain by pleading innocent. That's if you follow up. If not, your license gets suspended. Some of my kids could tell you how it works. My children hold you plead innocent, and that's it. And then it's like Yom Kippur. Itzumoy shall plead mechaper. You plead not guilty, then it becomes halbein chatoenu. That's it, it's clean. You just plead not guilty. So it does it. But if you plead not guilty, you have nothing to lose. In other words, only a tipish pleads guilty. This is Agoyish is to plead guilty. Who plead? It's Agoyish God, but you plead guilty. Because you have nothing to, you have no, you zikha will get something less by pleading not guilty, if you follow through. So, But when it comes to serious crime, it's not like that. You plead innocent, and you force the state to spend money and time and resources to prove your guilt. That's held against you. That's why there's such a thing called a guilty plea. It's not called a guilty plea. Why would any idiot plead guilty? It's not an idiot. It's very smart to plead. So the president's son, he so wholesale of a law may sabelach. It's over. Right? So Mameli, he has to plead, but he doesn't want to be guilty. See, there's something called an Alfred plea. Alfred plea, it's I'll shame Alfred. Right? Now, who criminal? And from the 60s till I think 67, old crime. And that word is basically saying, I'm pleading kilo, I'm guilty. I'm not really guilty. Basically, you're telling the state you're being makabel, you're being moide b'knas without being moide b'knas, and you want to be pot. You understand? That's what you said. That would be like a ganev who stole. He's not moide, he's a ganev, but he gives the guy $100. He's not a moide b'knas pot. What would be a ganev a guy steals? Reuven goes to Shimon, he says, you stole $100 from me. He's taka ganev. He owes kefil, he owes $200. But he doesn't even mind it. Instead, he writes out a check. I'll say chasna gift. I never gave you a chasna gift. I was by a chasna. I never, here's $100 of chasna. So just give me the big knas. But in this circle, but that's the ibus hadin. I want to get the milo of a moide big knas. I don't want even, those are the velvos maleptin. But in Shemayim, but Volpa says in Shemayim, l'chayra, he says, I'm telling you, in Shemayim, you can't get away with saying it's me in Shemayim. In Shemayim, they're going to say, you're responsible for not sleeping before you take the steering wheel. Shemayim, you're not going to say, what's me in Shemayim? Hamapul chevle shein aleinu, it's a before shebroch. Who gives us sleep? They're burning shalom. I even made a maple before I got behind the wheel. I made a maple. And Imam and Babu Shlema, you Hashem are the one that gives sleep. You decided I should go to sleep and get into an accident. The gate mishnah. That was Revolba Shmuz. Mr. Shmuz Bishas Maisa. Revolba Shmuz was a Mefurish Gemara. The Gemara says in Yuma. Rachmana Lislan, it was a Maisim Beis Hamikdash. It's hard to believe. According to one version, the Mishnah version is that one coin pushed another coin off the Mizbeach. The other version is Mamish, it was Ritzicha Mamish. The Gemara brings down a Daf Chav Gimel, Klor, Maisim B'Shtei Kayanim. It's not the Loshon Hamish. The Loshon Hamish is they threw him off the Kevesh, he broke his leg. The Gemara says, Maisim, that they were running, two Kahanim were running up to Mizbech to do Avodah. So one kind of competition. I want to do the Avodah. I'm running up to Mizbech. Another guy's here. So what would you think? So the Mishnah brings down the story. A guy pushed him off the ramp. You all remember the story. I'm reading you what the Gemara says. Zok the Gemara. Not al sakim. Took a knife, v'tok abaliboy. He stabbed him to death. Can you imagine such a pula? Stabbed him to death. You can't even wrap your head around it. You can't wrap your head around it because obviously he's a very sick person. If you could wrap your head around it, you have a problem. Right? Vosok the Gemara. Omad Rav Tzodok al Maloi Zulop. Rav Tzodok got up and he stelt to this week's parsha. Ki motzei cholo ba'adome. Achenu beis Yisrael. Shimu, are you aiming? Ki motzei cholo ba'adome v'yotzu z'keinecho v'sheftecho. Who has to bring over here an Eglah Rufa? Does Yerushalayim bring an Eglah Rufa here? Who's going to bring the Eglah Rufa here? Or the Azorah is going to bring the Eglah Rufa? The Gemara zogt, frek the Gemara. It's interesting that the Gemara only asks one question. Yerushalayim, you don't bring an Eglah Rufa from Yerushalayim. In the whole story, there's no shaychus to Egla Rufa. It's the opposite of Egla Rufa. It was the most public murder possible. It was a murder that took place on the Mizbeach. We knew who the murderer was. We knew Nebuchadnezzar, who the victim was. Everything was black and white. Why? This week's parasha is talking about an unknown murder. What? What's going on here? As I frak the Gemara. Honoida miko. Elo kidei laharbois bibchihe. This Gemara's teretz is the most complicated teretz. Maybe the other one could tell me how you learned it. Is there a more sad event? Could there possibly be a more sad event than a Kohen wearing Big Day Kuhuna, taking a knife, L'chayra Klishores, and murdering another Kohen on the Mizbeach? That's not sad enough. Rav Tzadok comes up and he starts bringing in this week's parsha. Kimotzei Chol Ba'adama. Who's going to bring the Egla Rufa here? Is it going to be them? Is it going to be them? Everybody started crying. The Gemara says, Egla Rufa? What's that have to do with Egla Rufa? Egla Rufa is not in Yerushalayim. It's where you don't know who the murderer was. There's no shaychus. The Gemara says, you're right. He wanted to accelerate the weeping. He wanted to induce that the Olam should cry. What? People weren't crying? When I read the Gemara, I start crying. That such a thing could happen. If this Gemara was a mushal, I would start crying. On the mushal. So the people in the Beis HaMikdash, they needed somebody to make them cry. The whole Gemara is Merafis Igra. It's like Merafis Igra. So what's Pshat? And then they start, and then it says, but the emes is, that if you're Medayik in the Gemara, you smash where they needed it. Because the Gemara says, when Rav Tzadok got up on a thing, go kolom bivchia. Weiss the choice from the Gemara that the Taka weren't crying, or crying enough. How could that be? How could such an event take place and you're not crying? It doesn't make sense. And now you give me up some moshul with a glaruf and now I'm going to start crying. What's going on here? It's a pella. Rabbi Said is a yisoid godl. Tremendous yisoid to be learned from here. Right? Yisoid godl. That you always have to think about. This yisoid you always have to think about. And it's another pasuk in this week's parasha. Lo yarbo lo noshim. The pasuk makes an lav on a melech that he shouldn't have a lot of wives. Shlomo HaMelech had a lot of wives. So Chazal tells, Chazal talk about it. Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about it. How's a pshat? Shlomo HaMelech had a lot of wives. The Gemara says he made a whole pshat. Levilti sur levavoy. Why he had a lot of wives was a very firm mechesh. It's mavur in Chazal, mavur in the Rishonim. He wanted to be Megayer. He wanted to expand Torah, the Yiddishkeit all over. Whatever the Shlomo HaMelech's chashbainis were. But the Medrash says in Parashas Ve'era, Medrash Rabbah, the beginning of Parashas Ve'era, Medrash Rabbah says that the Yud of Lo Yarba came to Kisei HaKovod and said, Shlomo HaMelech's being mevatel me from the Torah. And Hashem guaranteed to you, don't worry. Shlomo HaMelech, Yiplu, Shlomo, and 1,000 like him, you're not going to get popped. The obvious question on the Medrash is, you go through Tanakh, right? There's countless, unfortunately, countless stories of Averis. And there's many stories where kings did Averis. Big Averis. Avodah Zorah, big, tremendous Averis. Shlomo HaMelech was from the Tzadikei HaTzadikim of Klal Yisrael. Yes, he made some mistakes. Shlomo HaMelech. So that's the one The Yud of Loyarba comes to Hashem and says, what's going to be? He's mevatel me. Shloima HaMelech. Halavai, all the kings would have been like Shloima HaMelech. He was from the tzaddikim. Tzaddikim and tzaddikim. What's up, Shad? There's one other such a king. Similar. Chizkiyahu HaMelech. The Gemara in the Brachas Davyud. Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Tzaddik Yisoid Olam. Chazal say he was roy to be Mashiach. If his door would have been roy. Tzaddik Yisoid Olam. Chizkiyahu HaMelech. But he didn't get married. It wasn't Isaac and Piri Verivia. In the end, Yeshaya Novi came to him and told him that you're going to die of Loisichia. Everybody asks. It's Pshat. Because Bittel Pri of Arivia, and he had a cheshbon. It was like Shlomo HaMelech. He had a cheshbon. He saw in Ruach HaKedesh, he's going to have Benin Delay Miley. He's going to have it. There's Rishon going to come out. He had a cheshbon. So Yeshaya, Anovi tells him it's not a cheshbon. Bahadi Kivshu Achman Olam Olach. You can't make cheshbonis. Hashem gives you a mitzvah, you can't make cheshbonis. Yeah, but to that he was chayiv misa, boil mazeh, boil mabo, mamish the novi threw a book at him. Pshat. Rabbi says, one yisoid. The yisoid is like this. We have no idea the impact of everything that we do. Every action that we do, one of the biggest mistakes we make is we're very short-sighted. But the Mishnah Pirkei Avos doesn't just say chochom. It says it's a midah toiva, sheyad beik boha adam. It's a strange Mishnah Pirkei Avos. I talk about this all the time. Pirkei Avos is telling us midas toivas, hanhogas toivas. Royas anoilot is a chochom. A smart person could be royas anoilot. Midah is a character. And the answer is, I think it's a simple answer. The answer is that a good character is to see as good as you can. You're not the Vilna Gaon. You're not the Briskerov. You can't see ahead like they did. But Yankov, sometimes we felt like he saw what's going to happen tomorrow. Just b'dera b'chochma yizu chochma. This and then that's gonna happen. It wasn't nevuah. It was a chacham reis anoilot. But you have a chiyuv to see not just what you're doing. What's the outcome of what I'm doing? What impact is it going to have on the people around me? That's part of a midah. That's a midah. And if you didn't do your best to look, yes, eizu chacham a reis anoilot, you could see way. But if you didn't try to look what's ahead, that's a bad midah. That's felt in your midah. That's your avoida. I often say when we're learning makis, there's some oilum here learning makis because they're learning mesechtas from other places. So in makis state, that b'shchem shchichi roitzchim. That's why there was an orim miklat, concentration of an orim miklat. So all the Achronim asked, the Masha has a fascinating pshat. Shchichi roitzchim. It's a b'shegik. You could say, Chicago, shchichi murders. Right? Chicago, shchichi murders. Makes sense. There's a lot of criminals there. Gangs, and criminals, and mice. So every weekend there's 20 murders, let's say. Yeah, it makes sense. But Ari Miklin is for an accident. It's a shegik. What Shach say shchichi? So the Mashal has a fascinating pshat with the Rebbeinu Shem is mezamen. Somebody kills b'shogeg, somebody kills b'mezid, the Rebbeinu Shem brings him to pundika. Whatever, Mashal has a pshat. I want to say posh pshat. Why does the guy who killed b'shogeg have to go to the Ari Miklat? It's an accident. The Teretz is he was careless. He wasn't careful like he had to be. Why wasn't he careful as he had to be? Why? Why wasn't he careful? Because he wasn't as concerned. It was cheap. It's a shtickle cheap to him. If another yid's safety is on your yitzhiter, so yitzhiter. I used to tell my children when they were growing up, I said, you know why Zaidi always keeps the mitzvahs, my father, the way he keeps the mitzvahs? So I'll tell you, when I was a little kid, I still feel it till today. I went into the kitchen. I was a little kid. I was less than 6 years old at the time. It was before we went there to Eretz Yisrael, so I know it was. I was a very little kid. I went into the kitchen. It was Shabbos morning. And I walk in and I see my father's like this. He looked like something happened. He's like this. So I was a little kid. I know. Are you okay? Like, he's mamish like. What happened was he was washing Nego Vaso. And a little water squirted onto the blech. And he heard it sizzle. He goes, Bishul. You understand? He was worried about cooking. little water. What would we worry about? Did it ruin the challenge? We worried, was it mevashel properly? Now, I was a little kid then. If I got a little old, I would have said, Buzz Bishul. Because I'm a bigger lampen. Because I don't have the same Yerushalayim. It's a Yerushalayim. That's Yerushalayim. So Bishchem Shchichi Roitzchim, if you move into a city where there's every week there's murders, you yourself, you're not a murderer. But it's weaker. Another person's killed, another person's dead, this guy got killed, that guy got killed. It becomes cheaper, there's more accidents also. Shchichi Roitzchim makes an impact on the good people. Not just the murderers. The murderers ruin the community. They make everybody in the community doesn't think the same. That's Pshat in the Gemara Makis. I hold it, that's Pshat, Shchichi Roitzchim. Those are Shchichi Roitzchim. Shloima Melech. Machmas tzidkosoi, because how great he was. His actions are so much more impacting. Memele, the Yud came and said, if Shlomo HaMelech is already making his own drushes and saying, I don't have... Imagine the impact. Yes, there was a Lahavdil, there was an Achov, and there was a Yerovim Ben Avot. But everybody knew, that's Achov. So the impact was less. It was also impacting. Shlomo HaMelech. That was the taina of the Yud. That was the Yud's taina. The Parsha of Egla Rufa teaches us that each one of us has an impact on our friends and our friends' friends and our community and associated communities. And ad kedei kach, all across the world, your maisa has an impact. And that's why if a murder took place, it means there was a murderer. It means behind it there was somebody who knew the murder. Behind that, it means there was such a wide, they just arrested somebody in Georgia. He gave his son a gun. He's being charged with murder also. Right? And it could be the gun seller is going to be responsible. And it could be everybody who contributed. Everybody has a shaykhus. That's Egla Rufa. Rabbi Sai, when the Kohen in the Beis HaMikdosh got up and he ran up the Mizbeach and his friend, the other Kohen, was also running up the Mizbeach and he looked at that guy and he went, this guy's competing with me. He may get the avoid. He took a knife and he stabbed him in the chest and killed him. Of course everybody was crying. So what's Pshat with Sadiq had to get up? Because everybody in the Beis HaMikdash went, this is so sad. This is so tragic. Such a despicable human being. How could he even be such a person? Not one person in the Beis HaMikdash thought, has something to do with me. This has nothing to do with me. That's Rav Tzadik. Comes Rav Tzadik and he brought an Egla Rufa to tell him, Rabbi Sai, cry for yourself. Don't think you have nothing to do with it. Here you have such a despicable act, you think, okay, that's nothing to do with me. What does that have to do with me? It's very sad. So what I'm explaining to you is Kedei Laharbris Bebchia. It's not that there wasn't enough tears. They had to gather up the tears in the Beis Hamikdash. There wasn't enough to make a Zrik on the Mizbeach. No, there were enough tears. But the tears were not Dama Nefesh. The tears weren't that they were crying about themselves. They were crying Nebuchadnezzar, such a maneuver in the Beis Hamikdash. Rav Tzadok came and he said, nein, nein, nein. Medavein in Fazich. You have to think about yourself. You have to think about yourself. And that's the way we are as Klaus. When Chazal tell us that Klaus are like a seh, like one sheep, and if one of us gets blemished, the whole seh, and the Medrash Tanchuma says it's like a ship, if there's a hole, tipshes. The Medrash says, if there's a hole in the ship, the whole ship is going to sink. If you think, oh, it's not by me. That's the message. The message of Egla Arufa is the impact of everything that we do, even where we think we have no shaykhs. When you're in yeshiva, you're mamish mishpacha. Your impact is, you don't need this whole stickle Torah to chab. Every guy is mamish building. Building or chas v'sholem, not building. You can have a guy that in his grandson will be learning in 45 years from now, and you'll have the schus because you were learning with his amtsus and you got him into learning, and that went to his dairis. You, by learning more geschmack, now you have shaykhus to somebody else on the other side of the Beis Medrash, is the Einiklach. You'll have a piece of that. And chas v'sholem, the other way. That's the lekach of Egla Rufa, that we could never remove ourselves from our responsibility. We have shaychas to everything. And that's the lekach. We should all be zoicha to have a year where we're only mechazik each other. Mechazik each other here, mechazik mele, mechazik the shchuna, and mele mechazik zayin ganz klar Yisrael. A good Shabbos.
Too nice for Shiloh. A mensch, this one's about a lot of money. The mensch sells a house, they lived in many years.